In 1949, I was working with the Navy balloon project and made a number of pilot balloon wind measurements. We launched a balloon one Sunday morning here in New Mexico in the company of some Navy enlisted men. One of the Navy enlisted men had never seen this before and was using a theodolite to follow the balloon. And after a little while, I looked up to see how he was doing, and I saw an object that I thought was the balloon that was moving into the east quite rapidly, and I urged that he get back on the balloon, and he assured me he had the balloon. So I immediately took the theodolite, looked for it, and he did have the balloon. I was very interested in what this other object was, so I abandoned the balloon and began tracking it. It was moving very rapidly, about 5 degrees or so per second, across the sky, went all the way from the southwest down into the northeast, and then it increased in elevation angle and got small in a hurry. It did all this in about 65 seconds. We were quite puzzled about this, so we made another sounding. I released another balloon and followed it this time to 90,000 feet. And this balloon went into the south. It had a north wind at all altitudes from the surface up to 90,000 feet. Yet this object that I had thought initially was a balloon moved against the wind. So I knew this wasn't a balloon. It wasn't a bird, and it wasn't Venus. I went over and called the White Sands Missile Range blockhouse to find out if they had launched something, and I got some message back to the fact that, are you guys nuts? This is Sunday.